Maybe we'll just sing a little chorus, maybe two chorus before we ask the pastor to come through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Just a chorus, Monty. Through it all.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. I'm a bit croaky still, so please remember to keep Philip in prayer. He's got a problem with his feet. They've all swelled up. He's been to the doctors and got cream. He's asked for prayer, so keep Philip in prayer that the Lord will touch him and bless him. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to John chapter 5, and I haven't got a lot of notes or anything tonight, just some scriptures I want to share, and I want to just remind ourselves what God's purposes that they're revealed in Jesus Christ from the Word of God. Let's turn while we read chapter 5. Verse 19 to 20 of John chapter 5. Praise God. And the Lord bless each one of you tonight. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doth, these also doth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and hath showed him all things that he himself doth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Let's just bow our heads tonight. If you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord, and we'll certainly pray for you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, we gather tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we know, Lord, we need your presence. We desire your presence. We're coming in your name, the name of Jesus Christ. And we're asking for your mercy and for your grace tonight in this service. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will be welcome. Come in this room tonight, and that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you'll sanctify every one of us with the blood and by the Holy Spirit and with your word, Lord. And Father, that you'll bless your people and strengthen them tonight. And Lord, for the hands raised, meet every single need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, do pray especially for Philip tonight. I pray that you'll touch his feet, that the swelling will go down, that everything will become normal. And Lord, for has already been praying for my Auntie Eileen, for my sister Andrea. We plead your precious blood upon them both. And we know that it's by your stripes, your wounds, they are healed. And Lord, you paid for our salvation and you paid for our healing 2,000 years ago on the cross. And I pray, Lord, that you'll give us the faith we need to believe you. Forgive us for unbelief, Lord. And Lord, we know that we can't produce anything, but we need you to come on the scene. And it's you that watches over your word, and it's you that performs your word. And we pray you will, Lord, watch over your word and perform it and bring it to pass. But Lord, we yield ourselves to you. And we ask for the Holy Spirit to help us. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now by faith. And I thank you that you do undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to say, I believe it's God's will to heal. It's God's will to heal. And God's purpose is revealed in Jesus Christ. And really, when we want to know God's will in anything, we should look at Jesus Christ and look at the words of Jesus Christ and not somebody else's words, because there's a lot of people's words are not the words of Jesus Christ. And you know, William Branham, we know he was a prophet sent from God. I believe it with all my heart. But he himself said, my words would fail you, but his words will never fail you. Amen. So the Lord, the words of Jesus Christ can never fail. One of us could fail each other, but the Lord Jesus can't fail. And not only can he not fail, he says he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And here the Lord says, a son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. Whatsoever things he doth, so doth the Son likewise. The Lord Jesus Christ knew the will of the Father and he performed it. And he was never, ever once out of his Father's will. It's not amazing. Even when he said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine be done. So the Lord Jesus Christ was never out of the Father's will. So when we read of him healing, delivering, he's in the will of God. And if he's in the will of God, healing and delivering and praying for the sick, and then the word of God tells us, lay hands on the sick. And it tells us, in Mark it says that, and in James it says, call the elders of the church and anoint with oil. We have to be in the will of God then. Because God can't change his mind about his will. His will is his word, and his word is his will. You know, the Lord Jesus always did the perfect will of God. And therefore it leaves no room for doubt. There's no room here for doubt. Whether it's God's will to heal or somebody, we shouldn't have doubt about it. Amen. We would pray for somebody to be saved right till they went to the grave. Is that the truth? And if that person never gets saved, we would still pray to the last for them to get saved. Is that the truth? That's exactly the truth. We would pray for them to be saved. Now, we want them to be saved. We desire them to be saved. But that's down to them and God. And only God knows everyone that's going to come. And we must pray for people to be healed. And we need to believe they're going to be healed. Just like you believe for somebody's going to get saved when you preach on salvation. You have to believe somebody's going to get healed when you preach in healing. And people get saved when they hear preaching that moves them on salvation. And they need to hear preaching that moves them and gives them faith to be healed. For faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. No point preaching and saying it's not God's will. That'll give nobody any faith to be healed. That'll be a little bit doubting whether it's God's will or not. If we believe that what Jesus himself said, and I believe, we do believe it, and combined with actions, and God's never changed. Jesus Christ not only spoke it, he had the actions. He had the actions. He didn't just say it, he had the actions. Now somebody could say, go you ahead and do it. I can do nothing. I need the Lord to do it. And any man that thinks he can do it, he'll be a failure. But the Lord Jesus Christ can do it, will do it, and has done it. And it's him we need. And when we read the word of God, when I preach on healing, the Bible doesn't say, Tommy McKinstry will watch over what this word he's preached, even though it's the word of God, and he'll make it happen. It doesn't say that. It said God watches over it. Whether it's John or Gary or any of these brothers preaching, it is the Lord the watchers over his word to perform it. But when God sees faith, God will move. When there's faith, God will move. And faith comes by hearing, by hearing the word of God. Now, I know you know these scriptures, but I'm just reminding you tonight. I could have preached on other things, but I just felt to bring a short message tonight on this for a reason. And I was studying in Revelations, but I didn't feel to do it. Malachi 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. The Lord never changes. In the church age book, William Branham says the greatest revelation of all revelations is that God never changes his mind about his word. He never changes. God never changes. So the Lord is a savior and the Lord is a healer. He does not one day change and not be a savior and not be a healer. He cannot. He remains a savior and he remains a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. The four square gospel, the Savior, the Healer, the Baptizer, and the Holy Ghost, and he is the coming King. He's coming again. And he says, I change not, therefore your sons of Jacob are not consumed. So the Lord doesn't change, and his word doesn't change. So we have a right, as his people, to lay hands on someone and pray for them. We have a right to do it. And we have a right to expect God to move. We have a right. We have a right to call for the elders of church and anoint with oil and pray for the sick. And we expect the Lord to do something because his word says he'll do it. And we know he hasn't changed. So we're believing he will do it. When we pray, we can pray individually at home, in the secret place, or maybe at your work or anywhere. You can be working and praying. And you have a right to expect God to answer you. You have a right to expect God to meet your need. Press down and run it over the top. John 5, and I'm going to look at a few scriptures in the different chapters in John. John 5, 26, for as the Father of life in himself, so be given the Son to have life in himself. The life is in the Son of God. And the Bible says, him that receiveth the Son receiveth power to become the sons of God, because there's life in the Son. And the life that's in the Son, when it comes in you, and you're born again of the Spirit of God, there's a life comes in you. Now you have a body, you're a body, soul and spirit, and your body could sleep, it could die. It's Christian, you'd be sleeping, but your soul and your spirit goes on to be with the Lord. But when the rapture takes place, then parts, you're coming back. Your spiritual manner, whatever you want, way you want to say it, it's coming back. And the bodies are going to be raised out of the grave. But they're going to be changed. And they're going to be incorruptible. Because the same Spirit, Jesus said it, and the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, Romans 8, dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. And that word quicken means make alive. And you know in Ephesians it says, we were all dead in sin and trespasses, but you hath he quickened, made alive. So we're alive tonight. Now men and women that's out there that's not born again, they're existing, but they're not alive the way we're alive. We're alive in Christ Jesus. And the life that's in the Father is in the Son, and the life that's in the Son, he gives us that life, and it's eternal life. Eternal life. It's more than you can use. It's eternal. There's no end to it. Look at chapter 6, verse 38 says, for I came down from heaven. I came down from heaven. Now, do you realize that now I know there's prophets could say it, Moses and Elijah, but they were born first of all. The first time they're on the earth, they couldn't say it. Now understand what I'm saying. After they're born and they went to be with the Lord, they appeared, yes. But Jesus Christ said, I come down from heaven. He pre-existed. Ever before he was here as a man, he pre-existed. For all things are made by him and for him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He is the beginning, the creation of God. You know, there's another scripture says that the heavens and everything. It means they're maintained by him. They're kept by him. And here in John 6:38, for I came from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now, if Jesus went about healing people, which he did, he cast out devils, he cleansed the leper, he opened blinded eyes, he cancelled some funerals, he raised the dead. They brought the multitude on them, and the Bible says he healed every one of them. Now, if Jesus Christ done that, and we're reading in John 6:38, he came to do the will of the Father. How can the will of the Father change? The Father's will cannot change. If you say the Father's will has changed, you're saying the Bible's changed. And think of that revelation. God never changes. The Father's will was for Jesus to go about healing the sick and raising the dead. See, another mistake people make, they're thinking of some man's ministry. But there's no man's ministry. It is the ministry of Jesus Christ. The ministry of Jesus Christ is continuing. Because the Holy Spirit is in the earth today. And it says in the book of Acts, all that Jesus began has to be continued. Now it's continued through a many-membered body, but the Holy Spirit is it. But it's not some man's ministry. It has to be still the ministry of Jesus Christ. And if it's his ministry, it will do the same as he did when he was here on earth. Now, if it doesn't, then don't worry. It's not his ministry. But his ministry will continue to do it. Now, he's in the bride, in his church, in his people. Do you believe the Lord's in his people? Every one of us, God's in us. Now, we know it's not the same as Jesus, but I'll tell you what, the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes on you. I'll tell you, you'll know it. Amen. Look at the early church. They knew it. They could do it. But the will of him that sent me. Look at chapter 8, verse 29 of John. John chapter 8, verse 29. And he sent, and he that sent me is with me. Now, I want you to think of that for a moment. He that sent me is with me. Now, we could go to another scripture, and it would read like this. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Amen. Listen to me now. And here we read, all that he sent me, he that sent me is with me. So God was with him. God was in him. God was in him in fullness. But then Jesus says, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And if the Lord Jesus Christ sends us, he's with us. Just like he could say, the Father is with me. He that sent me is with me. We should be able to say, he that sent me is with me. As the Father sent me, so send I you. And as he's with us. That's why, you know, when you hear God's prophet saying, you better watch where you're going on missionary work. You better know God sent you. And if God really sent you, he'll back you. But if you sent yourself, you'll be in trouble. Now I'm going to tell you a testimony, not myself, but just, and me and my father went to hear two men one night, long time ago. And these two men had the call of God. And we went to hear them, both these men had the call of God. One of them was going to Africa. He said he had the call of God from here in Northern Ireland to go to Africa. The young man, the call of God, but he was just going here to the south, to the north. And we come out and my dad spoke to the two men and said, God bless you and all the rest of it. And we're going down the road and he says to me now, one of them men sent and the other one's not. And I says, Dad, what do you mean? And he says to me, you see that young fella, and I won't mention his name, but he said that young man sent, there's a real call on him. And I says, well, I felt myself he's really called to the Lord, but he says the other man's not. He sent himself. And the one man that my dad said was sent is still preaching. Now he's a lot older than me. He's a lot older than me. And after that night, he seen his parents saved, and they were Catholics. He went down into the south of Ireland here and he's seen a lot of people saved. He's been all over everywhere preaching the gospel, and he's seen people saved. The other man went to Africa, and things didn't go well. And I'm not going to here to condemn him, because I'm not doing that. Every one of us needs God's help and grace. But it didn't work out for him. And he had a lot of problems. I'll leave it at that. But one was sent and one wasn't sent. But when the Lord really sends you, amen, he'll be with you. Amen. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Now, when you're saved, the Lord's with you. Don't misunderstand me. Everybody that's saved, the Lord's with you, and he never forsakes you. But I'm talking about going out as a missionary or going out in the work of God. You have to know. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things which please him. Now think of this verse. Jesus says he does everything that pleases the Father. Well, he healed the sick and he raised the dead. That pleased God. So for us to have an idea what some people preach, that it's God's will that somebody's sick and it mightn't please God if they're healed. How could that please? I don't believe that's from God. I do not believe that's God's idea. I can't accept that. I see no Bible for it. You say Job. Job's in the Old Testament. We're living in the day of grace. Now I know things can happen. But Jesus said he did the things that pleased the Father. He healed the sick. He cleansed the leper. Here's what it says about Jesus. He went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. So we need to go about doing good. Doing good. There's some people, I'll tell you what, do you a bad turn that wouldn't do you a good turn. But the Bible doesn't say we're to do that. We're to love each other. We're to do good. We're to pray for the sick. And go about and do good. For I do always those things that please him, the Father. He pleased his Father. Don't we want to please God tonight? I believe we will please God. And our fellowship does it. I'm not saying we don't, but I'm reminding us. We need to keep preaching salvation. We need to keep preaching healing. We need to keep preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need to keep preaching the resurrection from the dead and the coming of the Lord. And it'll please the Father. We need to keep preaching it and believing it. Look at John chapter 10, verse 37 to 38. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. And I know a lot of people on different sites and things, and they condemn men of God. And they're trying to say the works they're doing, it's the devil, it's witchcraft. Let me tell you, the devil changed jobs. He must have been signed to some of them. I can tell you the devil's having no healing campaigns that I know of. My Bible doesn't talk about him like that. My Bible says that he went about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And my Bible says, when Jesus healed the people from the spirit of infirmity, which was from the devil, and he cast it off them. And he cast out the spirit of infirmity. And he cast that devil off them and out of them. So the devil doesn't go about healing, holding healing campaigns. Don't believe that rubbish. That's pure nonsense to believe such as that. But there's people who believe that. And the proof, he says, that you believe me and know that I'm the one is the works. The works is the proof. Amen. And I'll tell you what, God in the 20th century showed himself again, didn't he, alive? He done the works. There's no question about it. He done the works. He done them. Now, it was God that done them. Wasn't a man done them. God done them. And I believe that. And I'll tell you, the devil didn't do them. He certainly didn't do them. God done them. Verse 38. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in you. So we're to believe the works of God. Amen. And you remember that you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. When you speak a word against the Holy Spirit, it's never forgiven in this world or the world to come. And some people can say, well, that was at the devil, but what if it was God? And they called it the devil. Now, we should have discernment. We should have a witness. A witness. What's half God and what's not half God. Amen. And to see him speaking in tongues, some people trash it. And they openly blast it and speak against it. But I'll tell you, that's a genuine spirit of God. That's blasphemy to speak against it. There's real tongues, isn't there? Amen. Look at John 14. And I'm just a few more scriptures and we'll come and we'll pray. And I didn't want to write really any notes tonight, just a few scriptures. John 14, verse 10 to 11. And we'll read right up to verse 12. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. So the words that Jesus spoke were the words of God. They weren't his own idea in the sense of, as a man, they were from God. Amen. A prophet, a true prophet, is a spokesperson for God. He's a mouthpiece for God. Now, maybe that's the wrong way of saying it, but you know what I mean. He's God's spokesperson. It's the Spirit of God touches a prophet's lips and he speaks the word of God. And a true prophet of God, God will back it up. The Bible says not one word of Samuel fell. Not one word. It's not something really. Not one word of Samuel fell to the ground. And there's no open vision in them days. There wasn't a lot happening, but not one word of Samuel fell. Praise God. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father dwelleth in me, he doth the works. So there's God doing the works. And you see, God's church, there's too much talk about us and we. And it's put on the wrong thing. It is God in any group and any body of people that's doing the work. And when miracles take place and people get saved, it's God that's doing it. It's not a man. It's God doing it. Now I believe that we can find favor with God when we seek God and all them things. I believe that. And I believe God chooses men to fight. I believe that. But it's God doing it. Now here's, look at verse 12 as well. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Who? He that believeth on me. He that believeth on me, Jesus Christ. The works that I do, shall he do also. So he that believeth on Jesus Christ, the works that Jesus Christ has done, he can do also. Amen. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father. Now, you know, a lot of people say the original is not greater, it's more. Because there's the body of Christ everywhere across the world tonight. And you have men preaching everywhere. And it's happening all over the world. There's people could be getting saved right now somewhere in another meeting. Even in this country here. There's people doing meetings and things. And God honors where it's not the truth. See, when we think we're it. Don't forget, when you close your pulpit, your denomination, did you know that? That's what the prophet said. He said, when you close your pulpit, and you're it, and everybody else is out, your denomination. That's what he classed as a denomination. And there's people who have done that. If you don't see it my way, brother, you're out. And they wouldn't even shake hands with you when they meet you. Boy, it's some brotherly love, isn't it? I'll tell you, that's not the spirit of Jesus. I'm sorry. You see the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you this, and I'm coming to a close. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. William Branham had a magazine going for years. Magazine going. And all the sermons, different write-ups was in it. And did the magazine going. And Gordon Lindsay came to take it from him. And everybody around him said, oh, you fight for it, brother. Don't give it to him at all. Don't you let that Gordon Lindsay have it. And I feared people reading up Gordon Lindsay. Gordon Lindsay was a man of God. A real man of God. And they said all this different stuff to William Branham and all the rest of it. When Gordon Lindsay came, William Branham signed it over to him. It wasn't a problem. And you know what he said to him? You're preaching for me tonight, brother. He gave him the pulpit that evening. But the fellas with him wouldn't have given it. Would they? And I tell you, think of this. Here's a serious thought tonight. If Paul the Apostle come back now from the grave, let's say the Lord sent Paul the Apostle back, how many churches would welcome him to preach the way he preached in the Bible here? How many would have him? I don't believe as many places would want him the way he preached. And the mighty miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul, because Jesus Christ is the same. Let's come and bow our heads tonight, and hope you're encouraged from the Word of God. Don't be afraid to pray and ask the Lord to heal somebody, and even your own self. Many times I've prayed for my own self in private, and the Lord's touched me. Lay your own hand on wherever your problem is and believe the Lord tonight. If you have a problem in this meeting right now, I want you to lay your hand on it. I want you to close your eyes in reverence, and I want you to believe the Lord tonight. And think of people that maybe they're not here, but you're praying for them. Think of them. And you're standing in for them the night that the Lord Jesus will do something for them, for he is the same. Heavenly Father, your word declares you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we believe your word tonight. Lord, we ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that name's above every other name. Satan, you have to give way to that name. That Jesus Christ conquered you and defeated you on the cross. And he rose again on the third day from the dead. In his name tonight, the name of Jesus Christ, for the hands that's laid upon the people, Lord, we ask for your healing upon them right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for those suffering and afflicted that's not even in this room, but that's on our hearts, that's near to us, that's dear to us. Eileen, Andrea, Philip, others tonight that's not even spoken out loud, but even a whisper, Lord, you know it. And we pray in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll touch and heal him right now. We rebuke the devil tonight. Satan, you're a liar. You're defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, you said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we have life tonight because we have you, Lord Jesus, and you are life. And we thank you for that life tonight. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts. And we bless and praise your lovely name tonight. We thank you for the testimony we've heard tonight, for the people you've touched. Bless Brother Gary, Lord, that went Sunday night. And Lord, whoever heard the word, continue to work on them. Continue to move on them. And bless the meetings that lay ahead, Lord, and have your way, we pray. Move on our sons, move on our daughters, on the husband and the wife, on the niece, the nephew, move on them, and speak to them and save every one of them. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ over them. We place the blood between them and the enemy. And we know there's life for the Luke and the crucified one. There's life for this moment for thee. Then Luke, sinner, look unto him and be healed, unto him who died on the tree. Lord, we thank you for the life, for a look at you tonight. Lord, we would look to you, and we would be healed tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, for anyone that would listen to this message, that need your miracle touch, may the power of God touch them and deliver them. And I rebuke the spirit of infirmity off them in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, according to your word and in your name. It pleased the Father for what you've done, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you're the same. God has never changed his mind or his will. Help us to continue to do the things that you want us to do. Help us, Lord. Bless the service that lay ahead and have your way, we pray. Move amongst us. Help men and women to pray. Prayers of faith tonight. Lord, may we take courage that every single one of us has been given a measure of faith. Help us to exercise the faith muscle tonight. Bless for needs and secret needs, secret requests, prayer in secret. Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ, that'll be pressed down and running over the top, that they'll have more than enough. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you tonight.